Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Marty Griffin. Hey, there is some good news. I'm being told by my friends in police departments everywhere that they're not writing tickets. I'm serious. I'm told by my friends in the state police that they're not writing speeding tickets, so what good that'll do you, I don't know, but there's one upside to it. Very, very gargantuan task facing Pittsburgh public school teachers, and I believe they're up to it. Look, man, education is paramount. Teaching is critical. Maybe the most difficult professional job out there, short of healthcare workers right now. Teachers in some of the urban districts because the kids don't have access to technology. It makes me sick, honestly. I saw a piece in the Philadelphia paper that half the kids don't have computers, man. It's just not right. It's just not fair. And you end up with this chasm, the great divide gets greater. Hey, God bless the suburban districts like Mount Lebanon, Upper St. Clair, Fox Chapel that have technology and they're teaching today. Good for them. That's great. My kids are on the computer right now. My concern, several thousand kids in the city of Pittsburgh, that the teachers are desperate to teach because that's what they do. They have excellent teachers who fight the good fight every day. And we got to do what we can, first of all, to understand the battle and then to help resolve it if we can. And the Teachers Union President, Nina Esposito, joins me. Good morning, Nina. How are you?
Oh, very well. Boy, you said that so well, Marty. Thank you so much.
Well, it's a daunting task, my friend. You have the best teachers in the country. And folks don't want to buy that because they argue about test scores, but that's not the issue. The issue is where it comes from and where the kids come from and the background they're in and the house they're in. And my fear right now is that your teachers, and I know this because you're frustrated, your teachers want to teach, but these kids, a lot of them don't have the technology for them to get the teaching to them, do they?
Well, we are struggling with that right now. I know the district is working hard to get the technology out. Our teachers, since this occurred, a lot of our teachers are reaching out to kids in whatever way they have been able to, but we do have a difficulty getting the devices to the kids, and we are struggling with that as we speak. I was just speaking to the district before I got on with you.
You know this so well because you've been at it, and you've been pushing for equity. And you know what?
Yeah.
Look, it's easy for me to say because my kids are in one of the best school districts in the country. I could just sit back and say, to hell with Pittsburgh. But if I do, I abdicate the opportunity for tens of thousands of kids to chase the same rabbit that my kids chase. And if this pandemic does anything, Nina, it should point out the inadequacy. And that just is not right, is it, my friend? It just isn't.
No, not at all. And you know what's interesting? I've spoken to a number of state legislators about this same piece. If anything good comes out of this, it has pointed out those inequities. Not that our teachers couldn't have pointed it out before, but it will make a difference, I think, in the future. and we're really going to push for that. Unfortunately, we got to do something for our kids right now, and we're really working to do that. And places, God bless somewhere like Pitt, who I know is cleaned up 940 devices that they happen to have.
Yep.
And the district's going over to see if how many of those we can use to hand out to kids. So I commend places like the University of Pittsburgh, who is stepping up to say, hey, we have these. Can you use them? Thank you so much to places like Pitt, who always seems to step up for our kids. And I really appreciate them. And I hope other groups will, too, please.
I tell you what troubles me. And again, I'm just showing people the truth here, and they got to hear the truth. If my wife needs a Chromebook, she just goes to the school and gets a Chromebook. They can't do that in the city, can they?
No, they cannot, unfortunately. We wish we could. We want to. I know the district wants every student to have one, but no, they can't do that unless we have grants or money. We try to do the best by our kids. We try to get them the best, but no, we do not have that in the district yet. We have 23,000 kids.
It's unbelievable.
We've been unable to do that.
It's unbelievable. I want to accentuate, and I know a significant number of Pittsburgh public school teachers. Heck, I have a very close relative who's a teacher and just crushes it and just loves it and just motivates and yearns, and these kids yearn to learn. Look, man, we got to be able to, as this thing evolves, reach these kids because, Nina, at the end of the day, they can't lose a year of school here, which could happen, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And as I said, our teachers have done the best they could.
Yeah.
As I said, I've talked to teachers who have been reaching out to their kids since this occurred. They've still been reaching out with Zoom, Moodle, print, online, WebEx, College Bound, I guess, has some things with AP students.
Yes.
They have been amazing me how they've still been reaching out to kids. And I know the district is doing training this week. We have to reach out to every one of them, though, and that's hard when you have 23,000 kids and not all of them are online.
You know,
the district's going to be giving out packets to the kids that don't have the connectivity.
I tell you what, Nina, you know, I was talking to my wife about this morning. Heck, forget a Chromebook. A lot of these kids don't have lunch. 100% of the kids in Wilkinsburg and the vast majority of the kids in Pittsburgh, they're in the school lunch program. I'm concerned that they're not getting lunch. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And the district has been working very hard. You know, the grab-and-go lunches, they've been doing that also. So I commend them for that because those are still up and running also.
All right. I have an idea for you, and I'm going to snag you, text you this afternoon, and I have a plan to help a little bit with an app that we built and that connects teachers with students. And let's get this thing going, and I'd love to be able to have your help because this is a problem. It gets ignored because folks are focused on getting the Giant Eagle, and I get that. But this is a big, big deal, and I'd love to be able to help. Is that okay?
Oh, please, absolutely. Absolutely, we would like to do anything we can to connect families and our teachers.
I can't.
And hopefully this is going to go well this week.
I can't be more grateful for your compassion and your commitment to this and your interest and earnest of trying to make a difference. Thank you, Nina.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for bringing light to it. And any help people can give us, we appreciate it very much because we're committed to our kids, and they're doing a great job.
Yes,
and our teachers are fantastic.
The teachers in Pittsburgh work as hard as any teachers in the country.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.